You possibly know better than I can remind you that there comes a time in the lives of many human beings when it becomes necessary to replace natural teeth with artificial ones. But of course, the artificial substitution must be made in the correct way. The plates you buy must be good plates. Plates which will substitute not only in appearance, but in actual tests and ability. Dr. Cowan dental plates have proved satisfactory with the most fastidious patients because they are created to artificially do the work of natural teeth. You see, they're made of quality materials which will give you lasting service. Their deep, sharp cuts will give you ease of chewing and biting. Their beauty and lightness of weight will please you. Price low, and of course, always available on that familiar, friendly Dr. Cowan dentistry on credit plan. So when you think artificial teeth, think Dr. Cowan, the friendly dentist. Fifth and Hill in Los Angeles, 506 South Hill Street, Dr. Cowan's main office, truly a dental landmark. Well, friends, again, we bring you a chapter out of the lives of the folks who live in Sunny Valley. That picturesque little community nestling in the security of its surrounding hills. Sunny Valley, the story of simple, homey folks like Jed Simpkins, the proprietor of the general store, and his sweet, patient wife, whom everyone knows and calls Ma. There's Tom and Ellie Mae, their son and daughter, old Grandpap, Lum and Matt, Matthias Groggins, in fact, just a host of other mighty nice people. So tuck away a little time each evening for a friendly visit with the folks down in Sunny Valley. And this is how it is with the folks down at Simpkins General Store. There has been a great deal of excitement since Melvin Cleave, the rich stepfather of Georgie Mitchell, crashed his airplane on the Simpkins back pasture. And there has been additional excitement since then because Cleave has decided to stay in the valley and buy some land. The whys and wherefores of the thing no one knows, but tongues have been wagging. Georgie Mitchell, or Dodie, is still staying with the Simpkins, and he had the promise of his stepfather that he won't take him away at least for a little while. Well, it's twilight time in Sunny Valley, and it's Sunday. Ma and Pa Simpkins are in the sitting room while the young folks are out in the store.
My, it's good to have a quiet evening again after so much hubbub, Pa.
Yep. I was beginning to think we never would get to come into the sitting room like this and sort of relax like we used to.
Well, what with the contest all over and buried in the past and the box supper a success?
Oh, how much did the ladies' aid make, Ma, on the box supper?
Oh, close to $100.
I do care.
Mm-hmm. It's been the most successful one we ever gave.
Hmm.
My, everybody had a good time.
Poor Grandpa.
Oh, I declare, Jed. Didn't he make a sight of himself the way he handled them boxes?
Oh, well, of course, it was all in fun, and nobody pays much attention to Grandpa anyhow. They know he's old, but they know he means well.
Yes, sweet old dear.
Mm.
You know, he got so full, he couldn't finish selling the boxes off. Oh, he can get my fire throbbing goat, though.
And didn't Dodie have a good time,
mm-hmm.
too, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's such a sweet little type. Just about as bad ducked out as Grandpa,
well,
I reckon.
Yes. What was the box supper Friday night, and then the boys taking him down to the river yesterday. He was glad to crawl into his little bed this evening.
Hey, Grandpapa missed you going to church, though, tonight. Did he go to bed, Mom?
Mm-hmm. The boys and Ellie Mae were starting to play their Sunday music out there in the store, and he fell asleep so many times. He said he'd just give up the ghost or something like that and go on up with Dodie. Oh, they always play such sweet tunes on Sunday evenings.
Mm. Yes, they're nice, thoughtful youngsters, Ma.
Mm-hmm. Listen, they're going to play When It's Autumn in the Hills of California.
Yes, sir. That's one of the prettiest pieces that they know, too. Too.
Hello, my love to you. We kissed and then we parted. You said California. I'll come to you.
I hope by the time that autumn does come to the valley that we won't be having as much excitement and trouble as we've been having in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
First off come that Emmy Jones affair about this Edie Roberts. And
Tom getting mixed up in it.
Yeah. And then that poor fella getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Just led from one thing to another, didn't it, Mom?
Yeah. You know, I wonder, Paul, what this fella Clee was really aiming on doing.
No kidding.
I can't get the picture of Aunt Bessie out of my mind. You know, that old woman must have some powers of some kind, or she couldn't have told us the things that she had.
You know, I'm sort of beginning to think you're right, Mother.
Tom told me afterwards that they met her down near the airplane wreck out there on the pasture.
Mm.
And she muttered something about lots of white bats and going to be flying around here pretty soon. Lots of white bats.
Yes, well, and her white bats is airplanes, Ma.
Oh.
I dunk it, and that Mr. Cleve is a fella mixed up in some kind of an airplane business.
Yes.
I declare, I don't know what to think.
Well, I know what I think. What's so strange to me is that Mr. Cleve don't say nothing, but just goes round in a sort of a quiet way. Hmm. That scares me. You remember, Paul, how Tessie Rundle's old man was?
Yes.
One of them quiet fellows that never said a thing.
Mm-hmm.
He always had that look on his face that this man Cleve's got. A cruel, silent look that scares the body. Old man Rundle was always trying to outdo the other fella. Remember?
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I do remember. Cheated me out of one of the best Poland China pigs in the valley.
Well, them's the kind, Jay, that you got to watch.
Hmm.
This fella Cleve is up to something that good folks wouldn't be proud of owning up to. I always say, Pa, it's the creeks that are deep that you have to be careful of stepping into.
Hmm. Well, just so he gives me just a wee bit of Georgie,
mm-hmm.
I'll not worry a mite about his airplanes and such. Hmm.
Well, they're going to have a hard time getting him away, too, from you. Oh, listen, Pa. They're playing one of your favorite Sunday evening tunes by the fireside. Sing it while you're sitting here.
All right, Ma. If you say so, I will.
With no one there to know them
If we're going to meet him, we'd best be moving on, Mom.
Well, I should say so, Pa. But I would like to have the boys and the girls come in and sing some church songs before we go. Just especially for Grandpap. He always likes to lay up there and listen to us sing down here when he can't be with us.
Yes. He's missed not going to church lots this winter.
Mm-hmm. Poor old dear. He tries to act young and be brave and strong, but Grandpap is failing fast, dear.
Yes. Even when he listens in on the party line now, he sort of forgets to hang up the receiver.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'll have a little time for a couple of hymns. Won't hurt us if we are a little late.
Well, Tom's are going with us anyhow.
Well, then we don't need to worry about the time, because Tom knows how to make old Nellie travel.
Yes.
The girls are starting a duet, so as soon as they're finished, go out and call them in.
In my mind there's a beautiful picture that someone engraved on my heart. When I was a wee little laddie on that island they call the old town, it's a picture that God gave to me of my daddy's akuma tree. In my eyes there's the dew of Killarney. On her cheeks there's the rose of Kildare. On her lips just a wee bit of the Larney. And the snow of Athlone in her hair. On a St. Patrick's morn, she was cradled and born. In her smile there's a light that's divine. She's as sweet as the day.
Hey, come on in the sitting room. Your ma and me wants to sing some good old hymns before we go to meeting.
Oh, yes. Grandpap said something about missing the singing night. Said he was going to leave his door open a crack just in case we did do some singing.
Hmm.
What song
are
we going to sing, Uncle Dad?
Well, I tell you, I think honored Christian soldiers would please Grandpap right smart.
Oh, that would, Pa. And don't play it or sing it too loud.
No, we'll try and keep it down.
I hear the telephone ringing in the store.
All right, Ma. I'm going to get it.
And while your Pa is out answering the telephone, why don't you sing and play that sweet number you haven't done in a long time, the old spinning wheel. I reckon just play it. Go ahead and play it with your guitar.
All right, Ma.
Thank you.
never guess who that was.
Well, I wouldn't even try to guess with your face as red as it is.
It was that Cleve feller.
Oh, yeah.
Sure? Well, sure, I won't...
Now, be calm, dear. Now, stop your shaking.
Well, Ma, I can't. I'm so mad, I just all put out.
Well...
You know, I could just trump that feller. You know what he had the nerve to do?
No, what, Paul?
He wants to take a option on that back pasture land of mine.
An option? What's them saying?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Lum, but it sounds legal-like. Talking to me when I wouldn't open my mouth until I talked to Jed Summers about the affair.
We wrecked you there, Flint. Well, we saw him the other night, just before it turned night.
Mm.
The other night when he was kicking up that ground out there.
I don't...
Paul, you watch after that fella, because he bears watching.
It's just like I always said, Jed. He ain't up to anything good.
And the back pasture's the most level ground in the whole country around here.
Well, I ain't a-going to think no more about it until I see somebody and talk business with him. Oh, Thunder, let's sing another hymn and then sort of get ready for meeting. Get your hat and coat on, Ma, while I go and get Nellie out there in the front of the store.
She's already there, Paul. I did that a while ago.
Oh, here. Wear this muffler, Pa.
Oh, it ain't cold enough for that, Mother.
Oh, yes, it is, too. It ain't summer by a long way yet. Tom, you got your sweater on under that coat?
Oh, yes, Ma, but come on, we got to hurry.
I don't think I ever went to the meeting house in my life, but what somebody didn't fuss at me about hurrying up. Someday I'm going to get enough courage to go all by myself just to see how it feels not to be rushed. Oh, dear. Oh, listen. The boys and girls are starting that favorite of yours, Tom, down the river of Golden Dreams.
Yes, that's all fine, Ma, but come on. We're going to be late.
Oh, let's listen for just a minute.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
had enough, Ma. Come on, lead in the buggy.
Here, hold on to me, Ma.
Oh.
Paul, why don't you put a light out here to be set? Somebody's gonna hurt themselves sometimes.
Oh, I told him that last fall. You get them set too, Tom.
Yeah, Nellie, now, old girl, if we're going.
Nellie, it sure is raring to get started. Hey, whoa, in you go, Ma.
Yeah. Now, tuck that robe around your knees, Ma.
Oh, it ain't cold enough for that.
You made me wear my sweater, and you made Paul wear his muffler.
Yes, sir.
So tuck that robe around your knees, Ma.
Oh, I bet there ain't a girl in the whole valley. Hold
that. Glad to see you.
Anything like this, Ma? Yeah. You look like you always are, Ma. Wouldn't surprise me at all if you came. As he drifts around the bend of the road yonder.
When we bring you more news from Sunny Valley and the folks down at the Citizens General Store. And friend, may I call your attention to the Liberal and Convenient Credit Plan which Dr. Cowan, the friendly dentist, offers to his patients. No red tape, no embarrassment. Credit is extended regardless of where you live. And please know that your case is handled right in the Dr. Cowan Dental Office and no connections with any finance company ever enter into the transaction at any time. You deal directly with Dr. Cowan, and please know, of course, that there are no added charges of any kind for this convenience. So do not delay, because there's no need. Have your work done right now. Enjoy dental satisfaction like thousands of other Dr. Cowan patients. Buy your dentistry now and afford it later. Pay weekly or monthly while you are enjoying the benefits of good, strong, sound, healthy teeth in your mouth. Fifth and Hill in Los Angeles, 506 South Hill Street, Dr. Cowan's main office, a dental landmark. Hollywood Boulevard at Wilcox in Hollywood, right opposite Warner Brothers Theater. In Long Beach, 107 West Broadway, corner of Broadway and Pine Avenue. In Glendale, 103 North Brand Boulevard, over the Owl Drugstore brand at Broadway. And in Pasadena, 12 South Euclid at Colorado. Office hours daily, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunny Valley is written and produced by Noreen Gamill. Gus Mack speaking. This is the Southern California Network.
This is KSWB, Warner Brothers Motion Picture Studios in Hollywood, California.